Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Thursday, the 18th of July 2019 is Alberto Macias. Alberto Macias Hernandez, born December 28, 1969, is a retired professional footballer from Mexico. He played as a central defender during his career. A tall center back nicknamed El Flaco, Macias spent most of his career at Toluca after breaking into the team in 1991. He became a starter in 1992 and, after playing infrequently the next 3 years, returned to the starting lineup in 1996. Playing alongside teammates such as Salvador Carmona under the guidance of coach Enrique Meza, Macias formed a key part of the defensive line that helped Toluca to league titles in the Verano 1998, Verano 1999, and Verano 2000 seasons. He also provided a strong threat in the air, scoring 11 total goals in the 3 championship campaigns. In 2000, he moved to Cruz Azul, later playing for Club America, Atlas, Atlante, and San Luis. The Clausura 2004 campaign, with San Luis, was the last for Macias in the Mexican top flight. Macias was a member of the Mexico national football team competing at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, appearing in all 3 matches. He also earned 4 caps for the national A side, making his debut on November 15, 2000, in a World Cup qualifying match against Canada, substituting Ramon Ramirez in the 76th minute. With former Toluca coach Meza at the helm, Macias got an opportunity with the full national team, but the rise of young Rafael Márquez to join veteran Claudio Suárez in central defense made his task difficult. Macias earned his final cap on February 28, 2001. In a 2-0 loss to the United States to begin the final round of qualifiers for the 2002 FIFA World Cup. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:50 UTC on Thursday, the 18th of July 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Alberto Macias. This podcast is produced by Arbulz May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbulz May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.